page 43. 3. Traveler's Tales. 4. Read the article again. What difficulties do children in these places face to get to school? 1. The children of the Inupiat community in Alaska. 2. The children who go to the school in Banten, Indonesia. 3. The children who go to the Gulu Village Primary School, China. 4. The children who live along the Chetla Road in Delhi, India. 5. Vocabulary. There are 6 highlighted words in the article. Match the words with these meanings. Write the words. 0. From one side to the other wide. 1. People living in houses near you. 2. A trip. 3. A group of houses usually in the countryside. 4. The things that trains move on. 5. Not late. 6. Speaking. Which journey do you think is the hardest? Why? Compare with others in the class. Writing. A personal profile. 1. Read Tim's profile. Answer the questions. 1. When and where was Tim born? 2. Where does he live now, and when did he move there? 3. How does he travel in his work? 4. What does he want to do in the future? 2. Find examples in the text of the word in with these things. 1. A year. 2. A city. 3. A month. 4. A country. 3. Look at the 3 paragraphs of Tim's personal profile. Match the paragraphs with the contents. Paragraph 1. A. What he does, and how. Paragraph 2. B. When and where he was born. Paragraph 3. C. Why he does these things. Hi, I'm Tim. 1. I was born in England in 1980, in a town called Halifax, but now I live and work in Cambodia. I went to Cambodia in 2014. 2. I'm a doctor and I worked at a hospital in Manchester for a few years. But in 2014 I decided to go and work in small villages in Cambodia because I heard that they needed doctors. I travel from villages to village to help people. I have a small motorbike that I use. Sometimes, though, I go in a very small plane because the roads aren't good enough. 3. I want to stay here because there is a lot of work to do. I have also met a girl here and we are getting married in July next year. I hope that I can help to teach Cambodian people to become doctors in the future. I've learned a lot of the language. It was a real challenge. 4. Imagine you have to post your personal profile on a blog. Think about facts about your life, when you were born, etc., what you do, where and how, when you started, what you want to do in the future. 5. Write a blog entry called My Personal Profile in about 80 words. Use the example entry and the language above to help you.